Right, well, what's this about learning a verse then, Glenn?
Well, I've been asked many times about my school days. We had to pay threepence a week for our schooling. Every Monday morning, the teacher would come with a register and expecting us to have our threepence ready. And we were paid, but I was excluded because I was an orphan. The mistress knew that my father had died, so we were exempt. We three sisters didn't have to pay our threepence, but all the others paid threepence a week for their school. Our mistress was the wife of a Baptist minister in the town. And she was very good. She was a lovely old mistress. And every morning she would stand in the most prominent place in the school and read a portion of scripture. And every Monday morning she would start teaching us a verse. We would say it phrase after phrase after our mistress, and then the next day we'd have it the same. Then on Wednesday we'd say it all together. On Thursday we'd say it all together. On Friday she expected us to know it off by heart, and we didn't know who would be called out. So we would all learn a verse. And those verses today have been very useful. They were all very appropriate verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now those are the kind of verses she used to like to teach us. And when I hear some of those verses today, my mind always goes back to Mrs. Jones. Then every Christmas time, she used to give us a little Christmas present. I don't know, was it out of her pocket or was it somebody else was generous? But we'd have an orange which was as green as grass and a handful of nuts. Some of the girls would eat the orange straight away. Oh, I couldn't. But as evergreen, and they were as sour as vinegar. But that was our Christmas present. Apart from learning verses, we used to have a bit of fun sometimes, because our mistress was getting on in years, and by now we had reached Form 6, and our... What's the matter?
That's okay, fine, no problem.
And our class was right by the mistress's desk, and she would be sitting in her chair in front of the desk, and she'd go off to sleep. And she always brought her dog with her, and he would be sleeping by her feet. And one of our girls would take a pin and just touch the dog with the pin. Pop! He'd say. And she would open her eyes, the mistress would open her eyes. Oh, I expect she saw a fly. And she'd go back to sleep.